The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Roger Flood joins us in studio, and Roger says he has the best job in the world. He's a travel assistant for Dublin Bus. And we have Joe Doyle. How are you doing, Joe?
All right, right.
And Joe was helped out by Roger.
Yes.
You're a wheelchair user.
I am indeed.
Right. So, Roger, travel assistant, I didn't know such a profession existed.
Yeah, it started in 2008 and it's been going ever since. I would say that it started late 2007.
Right.
And we were trying to promote the service and get people to use it, but in terms of getting the word out there was a little bit...
So what exactly do you do?
Okay. So what I do is I work with people with disabilities and I support them towards independent travel. I work with people, the elderly, active retirement groups, anybody that feels that they can benefit from the service, just ring Dublin Bus and we will work with them. You have to be over 18 to use the service.
Okay.
But... When people get in touch, would you like me to explain? So when people would get in touch with Dublin Bus, they would give their information and they would give their, maybe their disability and a journey that they would like to do.
Ah, so Joe.
Yes.
You come in here. So you're a wheelchair user and you wanted to make a journey.
Yes.
On a bus.
Yes.
Right. So the brilliant thing about this is Roger takes you from your front door.
From your front door, yeah.
To the bus stop.
To the bus stop.
Right.
And then when the bus arrives and the ramp comes down, he shows you the best way to get on go up the ramp.
Right.
And then to go into the area on the bus.
Of course.
And
what was life like before you met Roger?
Well, it used to have to depend on family or friends to bring me from A to B.
Yeah.
Or the other time I would have to get taxis.
Right.
So when the buses became all low floor
accessible,
it was fantastic. It was a new lease of life, you might as well say, for me.
Yeah, because you have to visit your mum regularly, don't you?
Yeah, up in a nursing home. Yeah,
yeah. So that involves one bus trip or two bus?
One bus trip,
right?
Okay. And then I go all the way to the terminus, and then it's just up the road from the terminus. So
right, and Roger, so you would trace the steps of the person who wants your help.
Yeah, so basically before, when we get the information from the person, what I would do then is I would go and do a practice journey, okay, working out on all safety issues that has to be worked on. And then what I do then is I ring the person, arrange to meet them to drop out to their house. I explain the service to them. I explain the journey, the reasons why, how long it will take, and then offer the service to them. And thank God everybody has said, yeah, I'd like to use the service.
Okay. So the full range of disabilities.
Yeah. So if I was working with a visually impaired person and I knew the journey, when I found out the journey that they wanted to do, I would wear what's called blackout glasses and I would do the journey with the cane from door to door, working on all safety issues until I actually know it. And then when I do that, then I go meet the person, explain the journey to them, and then we start working together. Everything is always done at their pace. It's never rushed. So it's not a case that we have to learn something today or learn something tomorrow. It's a case that we get to know each other. We build up a relationship. But while that, we're just talking through the journey all the time while we're doing it.
How many people have you helped over the years?
I didn't realise it until Dublin Bus sort of got all the information together. But 1,200 people.
Well done.
And I would say out of the 1,200 people, probably Joe would be one of those is where they've used the service on a different few journeys.
Okay, not just the one journey.
Just the one.
Yeah.
I think the first time me and Joe worked together, Joe's good friend died and Joe couldn't get to the funeral and he heard about the service, rang me, and that was the first time that we went to the funeral together.
Right. So you actually accompany people like Joe, right?
Yeah.
At the start.
Yeah. So what we try and always have a purpose for what we do. So if I'm working with someone, it's not a case that we work and we get to the destination, then I say, right, let's go home.
Right.
I turn around and say, right, we're there. We get a cup of tea. But if it's a case that they want to meet a family or friends, I say, okay, off you go. You get your cup of tea or do what it is you want. And then let me know when you're ready to return.
And this particular story that I'm going to ask you about next sounds like a script from a movie.
Yeah.
So one person was on the north side of Dublin.
Yeah.
The other person was on the south side of Dublin. Yeah. Both of them had disabilities.
Yeah.
And they contacted you.
Yeah. So the person on the south side of Dublin, their referrer contacted me. They lived in residential and they contacted me to say, listen, this person would like to do a journey. So I went out and I met them, worked on the journey, explained it, and they wanted to come in town to meet their partner. So at the time, their partner was getting a lift in.
Right.
And so what happened then was when we completed our journey, the partner then got in touch with Dublin Bus saying, I'd like to use the service also.
Please, thank you very much. Yeah.
And we worked together on that. And I've seen them going into the pictures, holding hands, to watch a movie. I've seen them quite a few places, but that day that I seen them going into the movies, the two of them holding hands, going in to get their ticket, and it was just a special moment.
Yeah.
You know, a special moment. I remember another time I was working with this lady rang me and she wanted to learn how to use the bus. And we spoke on the phone, and then she said, but I don't know how to get on the bus. She says, I don't know who's going to lift my chair on the bus. And I was explaining now, and she said, no, you know, the two steps that you have to get up. And I says, no, this is all Dublin Bus is accessible now. So I says, okay. So I went out and I met her and we did our first journey. And the reason why she wanted to do the journey was because her and her husband used to go into town every Wednesday. And when they got into town, he had turned his van into a wheelchair accessible van. And when they got into town, he would go and play the slots and she would go and do our shopping. And then they'd come back and meet.
Okay.
Then do the journey home. So unfortunately, he passed away. And so she asked me to do the journey with her. So on the first day, we did a journey and we got into town. And when we got off the bus, I went, right, let's go get a cup of tea. And she says, no, Roger. She says, if you don't mind, she says, I'd just like to go up as far as the spire. And I said, yeah, no problem. So we went up to the spire and we got to the spire. She just drove over and she just touched the spire and she says, how are you, Jim?
Oh.
Because that's where they used to meet up.
At the end of their,
yeah.
Him on the slots, yeah. Her in the shops. Yes.
And so we did that. And now the woman, thank God, is up and out all the time.
He's a lovely soothing voice, doesn't he, Joe?
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
Like, you could do late night radio. I think there are people who pay to listen to you, Roger. What was life like before that? Because before Dublin Bus was accessible, and you're old enough to remember.
Yes.
What was it like then?
I used to get the buses then, sometimes myself, when they were two-man bus, and it'd be up to the conductor whether they'd be able to or whether they'd want to lift me on.
Right.
And sometimes they would, you know, and then they'd fold up the wheelchair and put it between the middle doors. And sometimes I could be at the bus stop and the driver or the conductor come along and say, no.
So is that their discretion? They could decide
if he was
having a bad day and he didn't like the look of you.
Yeah, that was
you stuck.
And so I'd be sitting there then wait on the next bus and hope for the best then.
What, like, we've improved in leaps and bounds, but I'd imagine there are still problems. What are the major problems you encounter as a wheelchair user?
Well, with Dublin Bus though, the way it is.
No, but not outside Dublin Bus, just on the footpath and all that sort of thing.
On the footpaths. Well, most of the pavements now are ramped.
Great.
You know, but you still get places and they have the joint step.
Yeah.
You know, and which means you have to go along the pavement then look for a lower part. But the majority now is there, like, you know. But I remember now going back 15, 20 years ago and there used to be just steps everywhere.
You're in a wheelchair since birth, are you? Spina bifida.
Spina bifida.
Yeah.
And the good thing, sorry for cutting across, right?
Yeah, go on.
The good thing about when people ring Dublin Bus is we would plan the journey. So in terms of footpath, so we wouldn't come across that.
Yeah.
You know, one of the other things that we do is when we're working together, myself and Joe actually did it, is we work together, we build up our confidence and we build up our skills. But then at the end of it, we also work on the worst case scenarios. So, okay, so Dublin Bus is gone now. You're going to be travelling independently. So you might come across this situation or a full bus or whatever the case may be. So we work on those skills. So we know how to deal with every single situation.
And would you have Roger's number?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Nearly on speed though.
Help. You go into a kiosk, put your underwear outside your trousers and off you go, superhero like. Sal has been on. Roger trained my daughter Sarah Kate, who has Down syndrome. He is one of nature's gentlemen and does a wonderful job with all the gang. And big hello to Roger. He's amazing and a wonderful person, and gave my daughter the training to travel independently to art class in Talla every Friday. That's from Rachel. And Roger is a gentleman, a man who goes outside of his role for anybody all of the time. My wife Breege and I have been assisted by Roger and his second in command Leanne on more than one occasion. That's Tom O'Neill.
Tom, yeah, I'm British.
Yeah. What's your background, Roger?
I started off, I don't want to go too far back because but the show is not long enough, but I was a tailor for 20 years.
Right.
While I was in tailor, and that was the involuntary work on my license, I was 18. So I was a tailor for 20 years, and I decided to, like most people, when you were 15 years ago, your mum took you out and put you into the first job that was there. So I didn't really have an education. So what I did then was come to the end of the 20 years of tailoring, I decided to go back to school and just build up my education. And then...
What did you do?
Just junior cert.
Oh, did you? Right, yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
And then I got a job in St. Vincent's on the Navan Road. And I worked there for 3 years. I worked in sort of every section from early learning to skills, adult education, and the school itself. And then I did a little bit more on education, nothing major, just working on myself. And then I was working with homeless people for the Dissension Family Partnership, and that was in North William Street. So I worked there for 7 years and decided again to go back and do a little bit more education. And while I was doing that, I got offered a part-time job in Dublin Bus. And so I was doing everything and anything basically that I was asked to do.
Right.
And then it came to the end of that where I was considering moving on because I wanted to work in this field. And I just seen this job advertised, so I applied for it. Right. And it was the time that the recession hit. So there was loads of people applying for it. So I think my mum was looking after me that time.
Yeah, your voice got it.
Yeah.
You trust that man, yeah. That voice, wouldn't you? Well, listen, you do amazing work. Joe, thanks for coming in.
Not about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And getting the bus home or what
were you? Yes.
And Roger, yeah, real pleasure meeting both of you.
You too.
Thank you. Thanks, yeah. Joe. Thank you. 515 Ray at RTE.ie.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.